Okay, so tonight this talk is about three things. One is the dragon, as Hattie was mentioning, the kind of Tibetan dignitary. Also about spiritual rebirth and sadhana as well. So I'll break all those three things down a little bit. So I didn't know much about the Tibetan dignitaries at all, so it's been quite interesting for me to kind of read a little bit about the symbolism behind these figures, because it's not something that generally we look at in this tradition. So I quite like finding images that embody and kind of symbolise aspects of truth and kind of reality that we can kind of relate to, and often I think animals are very approachable for us, aren't they? It's kind of like we grow up with them, the kind of myth present in all cultures, in a sense, that we can kind of connect to in some way or another, kind of the energy of an animal we can't help but being kind of fascinated by. And I think the kind of dragon is quite a particularly fascinating one for many reasons. And it was quite interesting in this book, The Buddha Walks Into a Bar, Lodro Winsler talks about the kind of differences in Eastern and Western cultures as to how dragons are seen. In the East, they're seen as this kind of benevolent kind of creature that is kind of represents the primal forces of nature and acts with kind of care and will kind of protect something of kind of precious value or whoever needs their care. Whereas in the West, they've often been seen as this kind of like fiery beast that causes damage. And, you know, it's kind of like somehow got this damsel in distress that this kind of knight has got to go off and face this dragon and chop off its head and kind of go and, you know, he's got to go and save the damsel in distress or whatever cause or whatever. So the dragon's kind of in Western, the dragon's the baddie often. Not always, but sometimes. But there's also a lot of similarities in Eastern and Western in terms of see the kind of the figures and the forms and the kind of energy of dragon. I find it quite interesting to think about, well, the dragon is a serpentine figure. And also it can live on different conditions. It can fly in the air. It can swim in the water. It can walk in the land. It can go deep down into kind of like caves and kind of live in these sort of different kind of dark, murky conditions. Or in kind of very bright conditions as well. It's got a long tail, sometimes spikes on and things like that, so it can kind of protect its